Hello, it is News with Nick. This is August 28th for 2020. We're here in the studio, newswithnick.com. If you want to sign up, type your phone number into the box in the right-hand corner where it says Get Text Updates, and you will get text updates when there are new shows going to go live or posted there. You can get the video version of the show at the website, newswithnick.com, or watch previous video versions of the show.
I met with six-year-old Gianna Floyd, and I'll never forget it. When I leaned down to speak to her, she looked in my eyes and she said, and I quote, "Daddy, Daddy."
Very inappropriate. Joe Biden making an acceptance speech and telling the world that he forced George Floyd's daughter to call him Daddy, Daddy, as he looked into her eyes and said, "If you vote for me, I will make a mask mandate." That's what Joe Biden said in his acceptance speech, that we're going to have a national mask mandate if he's president. Okay, is he a complete idiot? Because the election is happening in November, right? So that's several months from now. And you don't become president until January. So is he saying that come January, there's still going to be need for a mask? Yeah, he probably is, because there probably is, because this is basically 9/11 and we're going to be wearing masks for the rest of our lives. And it's very upsetting. Nobody believed me back in March when I said this is going to go on forever, or April. And I'm like, this looks like it's going to go on forever. And people are like, no, 15 days to slow the spread. It's just 15 days. We just got to shut down the restaurants for 25 days. It's just till the end of May. It's just till the end of July. It's just till the start of the new school year. Right, everyone? Okay. So I was in town and I heard about a mask protest, and it was going to go down over the weekend, a few weeks ago. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to go. I have to, right? But what if people see me and like from work and they go, oh my God, Nick is an anti-masker and he's protesting for anti-masks? No, but I had to go see what it was all about for you people, for the show, right? So I actually got some photos of this anti-mask protest that happened downtown. So I get there, and first of all, they overlapped their times with the anti-war protest. So it was a real mixed message down there. It was like, peace, no war, and then also, no masks, honk for freedom. So let's go over a couple of the photos we have. So we have this lady here. She's dressed like a real Amish, I guess. Well, I don't really know how the Amish dress, but she's in like a blue flower dress, right? Her sign is very kind of fancy. It says, end mask bondage. That's pretty cool. Other signs that end the massacre. And however, I didn't go with a anti-mask sign. I was like, you know what? If someone does see me from work, I want them to not have anything against me. I just want to go down and hang out. I just want to see what's going on. I don't want to be guilty by association. So what did I do? I said, oh, of course. As long as you're a Black Lives Matter protester and you care about the racial injustice in the country, you can't catch the virus and you can't spread the virus, because apparently you can go to a protest that's 20,000 people strong and surround the White House and go, Trump sucks, and Black Lives Matter, I'm going to paint it in the streets, and you won't get the virus. So I made some signs. Now, I don't know how big the sign has to be for the virus to stay away. I don't think that there's a limit to the smallness of the sign. So I've got this one, this little Black Lives Matter, and this little defund the police. And for the audio listeners, these are about 3 inches, 3.5 inches wide by about 2.5 inches tall, something like that. So Black Lives Matter and defund the police. And here's a photo of me. I dressed up like a real lib, all gay-like, and in my makeup, and my Black Lives Matter and my defund the police signs. So I walked around with these. And as you might expect, these anti-maskers are mostly Republicans. So they're like, oh my God, how dare you hold that sign? Basically, I mean, some of the nicer ones were like, what do you mean defund the police? Who are you going to call? Actually, one lady said, who are you going to? And then she stopped herself. And I said, are you going to say who are you going to call? Because you call the police to clean stuff up. And you should call your friend who has a gun. And she's like, oh, I have a gun too. I'm like, good, fine. So just shoot the guys and then call the cleanup crew. So I'm holding these and I'm walking around. And then if anyone quizzes me on why I'm holding these, I just go, oh, it's because you can't spread the virus if you're holding these, according to the media. And they think that's hilarious. But some of them don't really like the joke. Or they don't get the joke. And actually, like, what's the, this is like literally me holding a sign and then people going, what the hell was that sign? That's really offensive. And then you go, no, I'm holding it ironically. Like, how would I expect them to know that I'm doing a bit here or I'm holding these little signs? But also, these are comically small signs. What if I was standing on the street with this? This is not a protest sign. You can't protest with this. This is a protest for ants, right? So I don't know what they think these little mini signs are. I'm going to walk up to them and hold it in their face and offend them? All right. So let's move on from that topic for a second because I want to go in sort of chronological order here. So I'm hanging out for a bit. There's some libertarians there that I haven't seen from way back. I'm like, cool. And hey, how's it going, Ian, or whatever, right? Then the guy who's in charge of the place says, okay, I'm gonna go up to the mic and I'm gonna start my speech. Thanks everyone for coming out. And I would like to start the event by giving a pledge to the American flag. This flag is very important to us. It's for our freedoms, and anyone who died for it, your freedom to be out here right now to protest. Everyone take off your hats. And I'm like, oh my God, is this guy a parody? And here's a photo of him taking his hat off. He's got his gun strapped to his thigh. He's about to say the pledge, which, by the way, while I was at this protest, at least two people complimented my legs. Just gotta say, that was one. I'm gonna act it out. No. I don't know. There was one lady that was chit-chatting with her friends, and then she made eye contact with me, and she goes, wow, you got nice legs. How long did those take? And I'm like, about 8 years. That's pretty cool. Here's another sign. Oh, wait, this is relevant to the story. Sorry. So he's about to take off his hat, and I'm standing directly in front of this lady. She has Trump, Pence, 2020, and her sign says, masks, why now? ? Honk. I don't know what that means. Masks, why now? ? And then I guess honk if you agree, right? Share if you agree. And she's looking at me. I don't know. She does not like what's going on here. Right. So I take a photo of her. I have no shame. You're at a protest. You're holding a sign. You want people to see it. I literally walk up to people and I go, thank you. And I take their photo. So I take a photo of this lady. And then the pledge starts. And I sit down because I'm a pledge protester and I've been for years. Right. I sit down in front of this lady. I've probably pissed her off super bad. Oh, man. Then I get up, I keep hanging out, I keep carrying around my little dorky signs, and at some point I put them in my back pocket because I'm tired of holding them or whatever. But you can still read them. So they're like this with the defund the police on the outside and the BLM on the inside. Right? So I'm just holding, they're in my back pocket, and I'm holding my phone looking at it. And I feel this guy hovering on his bike above me. He's going, ooh, I'm an alien. So I feel this guy hovering behind me. So I shift my distance away. Some people don't like to be close these days. So I shift my distance away and he hovers again. Like he rolls his bike forward and I go, uh-oh, in my brain. I'm like, uh-oh, there's no reason for him to be in this area unless he's trying to engage me. So he goes, what are you here for? And I turn and I'm like, what am I here for? And he's like, I'm just hanging out. He's like, I see that defund the police sign you got there. I go, yeah? He's like, I should take that sign and shove it right up your ass and down your throat. And I go, whoa, can I get you recorded saying that? And he says, no, asshole. And he bikes away. Like, what the hell? He didn't get the joke. And then later I'm thinking, okay, so this is a guy that's pro-police. He wants us to think that the police are nice guys, you know, very pro-people, very friendly, right? There's only a couple of them that like to beat each other up and beat their wives and beat everyone in the streets. And this one is one that's pro all these nice police, but he's like, I'm going to shove that sign up your ass for being defund, the, for saying defund the police. Anyway, that's pretty funny. It's a very left and right thinking these people have. If you're pro BLM, pro defund the police, you must also be pro mask and all this other crap. And then on the other side, all of these anti-maskers also had other signs like back the blue, back. And at certain points, I've been in politics too long, or not in politics, but I take all this information too long that I saw a back the blue sign. And I was like, in my brain, I said, oh my God, that's a dangerous sign to have at this type of event. And then I went, oh no, that's the right sign to have at this event. The wrong sign to have at the BLM event. I was getting so confused because they're mixing their message, right? This guy who said the pledge spent a long time talking about the flag and talking about how great the military is. And he said, my ancestors handed me this country and I'm not going to give them nothing. Wait, sorry. I'm not going to give my kids nothing. And I'm like, what does this have to do with masks? Can't we just focus on how everyone looks stupid in a mask? So my next protest, I'm going to just hold a sign that says, I'm too pretty for a mask. And I think that will get the other side riled up and be like, oh my God, this guy is so vain that he thinks that his prettiness is more important than my grandma. Unbelievable. Very fun event. We had a guy come through and I can't believe a person like this exists. So he's got two dogs, and he's being very reckless with his dogs. Like, they're on a leash, but he's letting them walk around people in such a way that the leash is catching on other people's legs and stuff. So let's see if I can get a... So he's trying to collect his dogs here. I didn't get much good video of him getting his dogs tangled up in other people. But as he's walking away, he's about to cross the street, and he turns around, and his shirt says, fuck Trump, if you like, and then it goes on and it says, if you like Trump, I assume it says F you too at the bottom, right? And so he's about to cross the street and he turns around and he has to yell.
You have a wonderful day, sir. We'll work for you.
Nobody can hear you through your mask. That's hilarious. So these people, also very, like, trust God and don't trust the mask. Like, God will protect us. We don't need to wear a mask. I literally think that some of them think that, which makes no, that doesn't hold any mask water. I don't know. Anyway, but their response to a lot of people who were going, F you guys, you're a bunch of stupids, was like, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. I don't think they prayed for any of them. I don't appreciate this lying. So anyway, let's see. Let's play this again. Uh-oh, the audio went away.
You have a wonderful day, sir. We'll pray for you. You have a wonderful day, sir. We'll pray for your dogs.
God doesn't care about dogs. All right. Yeah, people think that on this show I like to make fun of the left a lot, but I left this protest and I was like, wow, the right is real kind of dumb and really mean. I think I'm a liberal again, right? That didn't last long. But anyway, all right, let's go on. We got to get into the real news of the day. It's been like 20 minutes through this show. All right, we have a shooting, and I know you people don't. I know I said a couple days ago that I don't really do police shootings, but this one's a little different. Unarmed black father Jacob Blake shot 7 times by Wisconsin police. So there's not going to be much audio here. Police are aiming a gun at him, and he walks around his car, and he starts to get into his car while they continue to aim a gun at him, and then they shoot him 7 times. And he goes to the hospital. Here is the official word from the Kenosha District Attorney General. The Wisconsin DOG investigating an officer-involved shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin that occurred on the evening of Sunday, August 23rd. Kenosha Police Department officers were dispatched to the residence of blah, blah, blah after a female caller reported that her boyfriend was present and was not supposed to be on the premises. During the incident, officers attempted to arrest Jacob Blake, age 29. Law enforcement deployed a taser to attempt to stop Blake. However, the taser was not successful in stopping Mr. Blake. Mr. Blake walked around his vehicle, opened the driver's side door, and leaned forward. While holding onto Mr. Blake's shirt, Officer Rustin Sheski fired his service weapon 7 times. Officer Sheski fired the weapon into Mr. Blake's back. No other officer fired their weapon. Kenosha Police Department does not have body cameras, therefore the officers were not wearing body cameras. The shooting officer, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Sheski, has been a law enforcement blah, 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 blah. During the investigation following the initial incident, Mr. Blake admitted that he had a knife in his possession, which I think that they said it was on the floor of his car. DCA agents recovered a knife from the driver's side floorboard of Mr. Blake's vehicle. A search of the vehicle located no additional weapons. Law enforcement immediately provided medical aid to Mr. Blake. Fight for Life transported him to the hospital, where he remains in the hospital. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's the information from the official thing. So he gets shot. People are pissed, right? And this is different because they, like, didn't, I don't want, they kind of messed up by not killing him. Sorry, no, 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 sorry. The police, like, this is the first time that this has happened where the guy is still alive, which carries a lot of weird things going on. So then they do the protests in Wisconsin, and we got this whole other incident where a guy, a kid, like, named Kyle, shows up with a bunch of other people with guns, and they hang out in the streets, and then there ends up being like a shooting there.
CBS2's Chris Tai is live in Kenosha, piecing together dozens of eyewitness videos. Chris.
Brad, Erica stitched together those dozens of online videos, and a narrative begins to emerge. Not only was Rittenhouse not arrested last night, at the beginning of the evening, authorities thanked he and his so-called citizens brigade that showed up here in Kenosha. And at the end of the night, he was able to walk right out of the Kenosha hot zone.
Rittenhouse is a guy, a kid that has shot 2 people during a riot protest slash hanging out in the streets.
We appreciate you guys. We really do.
Before there were bullets in the air, in this pocket of Kenosha at least, there were attaboys for the so-called Citizens Brigade.
Hey, thank you guys. Do you need water?
Do you need water? Okay. The question should have been, do you guys need water? And if someone says, we do need water, they said, are you idiots? Get out of here. You're not. You have guns, but you didn't prepare with water? Right? Okay. Oh, my God. So the police roll by. They said, hey, guys with guns, we appreciate you. That's cool. And I guess they go and they say, we're going to just hang out. We're going to protect businesses from being looted. Which I guess if you think of it strictly, like a business should have security. A business doesn't want to be looted. A business doesn't want to be burned to the ground by an angry mob. If some people called up your business and said, hey, we'd like to donate our security services to you, cool. But I guess they're not very well trained, and especially because this kid is 17. I mean, not that you can't, you know.
Thank you. All right, come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
With that, the crew, some armed with long guns, took on the night.
We don't have non-lethal.
So you guys are full on ready to defend the property?
Yes, we are.
They don't have badges, but seem to have tacit approval from the same sheriff's officials telling others,
you are a civilian, this area is closed to them, you're trespassing, leave. Leave now.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, part of the brigade last night, wore a white hat, green shirt, blue gloves, carrying with him a long gun and, it appears, permission. Listen to what appears to be a hasty confession. As witnesses try and keep him alive.
Okay, so what happens is there's a scuffle. I'm not going to go into the details. Doesn't matter. There's a scuffle of some sort where people say, oh, he was defending himself. And others say, no, he's a racist and he wants to kill. He's bloodthirsty. I don't freaking know. Anyway, there's a scuffle and he shoots a person. And he's running away from the shooting scene. And he goes, I just killed someone. And people are like, that guy just killed someone. He just shot someone. And they start ganging up on him. And then he starts running. Because he's like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Now I've really upset the zombie horde.
In his head! Hey!
Hey! Oh! Kyle starts down the street and is noticed.
What are you doing?
He's taken to the ground, then fires his weapon at attackers. Another person appears shot by his long gun. This time, police attend to the injured. Kyle keeps walking, inching toward authorities at the end of the block as onlookers flag him to police.
Hey, he just shot them! Hey, dude right here just shot them! Dude right here just shot all of them down there!
With blue-gloved hands in the air, the gun around his chest, the brigade member thanked at the start of the night is given safe passage past police, not stopped and cuffed, but allowed to exit with only this warning. The mayor of Kenosha making it very clear they do not want any citizen.
All right, so this Kyle kid has since been arrested. And so he is going to face some charges, and I guess we'll just see what happens. This is going to be a debate for quite a long time, right? White person shoots, white cop shoots black person, and it becomes a protest. White person shoots, I don't know. This is so level one to say. I'm like tired of it. My brain hurts. But what happened was then the NBA, like, the Milwaukee Buckeyes. That doesn't sound right at all. Anyway, the Wisconsin team, I think, like, boycotts their game. And they say, we're not playing because of the shooting of Jacob Blake. And they go, oh my God, we have to cancel the NBA game. And then some MLB teams also protest and they have to cancel those. This is unprecedented. There's a couple days where sports stopped again, but I guess they're like, well, sports just stopped for months. What's another couple days? We can protest now. But it's kind of crazy that this is the one that they decided to protest over. I guess when George Floyd had his little incident, they didn't have sports. And then this morning, or today, this was breaking news. I thought this was parody when I saw it. WNBA players wear shirts with 7 bullet holes in the back to honor Jacob Blake. The Washington Mystics made a strong statement on the basketball court to honor Jacob Blake. Last night, players from a WNBA team wore coordinating white t-shirts that spelled out Blake's names on the front side and were each designed with 7 bullet holes in the back to represent Blake's injuries. Blake survived but is paralyzed from the shooting, which breathed new life into protest for racial justice. Ooh, here's a video. What does this say? What's this video say? Uh-oh, why did this go to Twitter? Hello? Oh, it spells out his name. They're not walking in order. Hello? Hey, girls, hey! They need to be walking down the hall in order at all times just in case someone's taking a video of them, because that looked stupid. All the letters of his name were out of order. Like, each person has a different letter on the front of their shirt for anyone who's not watching the video version. Now they just say B.O. Oh, my goodness. Wow, they're all out of order. So they got 7 bullet holes. And I'm like, that's a parody. That's a joke, right? Because remember last year, the Columbine and the Sandy Hook hoodies with the bullet holes in it, which was a fake news story to begin with. But everyone was like, these fashion designers are selling shirts that say Columbine on them and they have bullet holes in them. And I'm pretty sure you could never buy that shirt. I'm pretty sure it was just that company posted it on Instagram and got tons of negative media attention about it. What? They could have said, oh, no, we're paying homage to the victims. But no, apparently that's not allowed. But this is allowed. This is insane. And here's the last thing. Frickin' Jacob is not dead. He's in the hospital watching the TV going, oh my God. Oh my God. What? 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 Because like most of the other people, unless they can see from heaven what's happening, they don't know of the protests that go on after they get shot or strangled, right? This guy is like, what? He can just watch the protests that are happening from him. He's basically thinking, oh my God, I was at my girlfriend's house being a real asshole, and then the cops came, and I was more of an asshole, and then they shot me in the back, and now everyone thinks I'm a hero, and they're all protesting with my name and canceling sports over me. I guess I'm a hero. Here's the other funny thing. Jacob Blake is still going to be charged with stuff, I think. If he really did do something bad that didn't deserve to be shot, or are the courts going to be like, no, he already got shot, right? I don't even know how that works. This is unprecedented. That's why it's a little interesting. Anyway, good story. All right, let's go into more news. We're only like, we got a lot of stuff to go through here. The RNC just happened, and one of our favorite guys gave a speech, and we're going to watch the whole speech. It's only 4.5 minutes long. I'm so excited. I have not watched this. Let's just cover it. Let's just go into it. Nick Sandman from the incident where he stared into a Native American's eyes and said, I'm going to kill you, you Native American, because I'm white, and you're a Native American, and I hate you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Nick Sandman, and I'm the teenager who was defamed by the media after an encounter with a group of protesters on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial last year. Before I begin, I'd like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to share some of my story and why it matters so much to this November's election.
White matters?
And why it matters so much to the...
Oh my God, he just said white matters. You can't say that.
This November's election. In 2019, I attended the March for Life in Washington, D.C., where I demonstrated in defense of the unborn. Later that day, I bought a Make America Great Again hat because our president, Donald Trump, has distinguished himself as one of the most pro-life presidents in the history of our country, and I wanted to express my support for him too. Looking back now, how could I possibly imagine that the simple act of putting on that red hat would unleash hate from the left and make myself the target of network and cable news networks nationwide.
This is going to be amazing. I have not watched this. As I just said, all I saw was that it was posted. 3.5 minutes left. Let's see what he has to say about the news.
Being from Kentucky, the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Actually, do you guys care if we speed it up? No, we can't do it.
My classmates and I visited the Lincoln Memorial. I found myself face to face with Nathan Phillips and other professional protesters looking to turn me into the latest poster child showing why Trump is bad. While the media portrayed me as an aggressor with a relentless
aggressor
smirk on my face, in reality, the video confirms I was standing with my hands behind my back and an awkward smile on my face that hid two thoughts. One,
Don't
do anything that might further agitate the man banging a drum in my face. And two, I was trying to follow a family friend's advice. Never to do anything to embarrass your family, your school, or your community. Before I knew what was happening, it was over. One of Mr. Phillips' fellow agitators yelled out, We got him. It's all right here on video. And we won, Grandpa. What I thought was a strange encounter quickly developed into a major news story, complete with video footage.
All right, we have to keep pushing through. I realize this is boring, but this aired to everyone, and we have to understand what the RNC is watching. Man, maybe we don't like this guy so much anymore. I don't know.
Complete with video footage. My life changed forever in that one moment. The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. They did so without researching the full video of the incident, without ever investigating Mr. Phillips' motives, or without ever asking me for my side of the story.
Have you guys ever gone to a math class of a kindergartner and you're like, I already know all this stuff, right? We already know all this. We're beyond what they're saying here because they're talking to Republicans that just want their beliefs reinforced. But I'm sorry that this is not new news, but let's see what he has to say about it because we already covered this like 2 weeks ago, basically.
The story. And do you know why? Because the truth was not important. Advancing their anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-Donald Trump narrative was all that mattered. And if advancing their narrative ruined the reputation and future of a teenager from Covington, Kentucky, well, so be it. That would teach him not to wear a MAGA hat. I learned what was happening to me had a name. It was called being canceled, as in annulled, as in revoked, as in made void. Canceled is what's happening to people around this country who refuse to be silenced by the far left.
That's not what canceled means.
Many are being fired, humiliated, or even threatened. And often, the media is a willing participant. But I would not be canceled. I fought back hard to expose the media for what they did to me, and I won a personal victory. While much more must be done, I look forward to the day that the media returns to providing balanced, responsible, and accountable news coverage. I know President Trump hopes for that too. And I know you'll agree with me when we say that no one in this country has been a victim of unfair media coverage more than President Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
In November, I believe this country must unite around a president who calls the media out and refuses to allow them to create a narrative.
All right, I can't.
Instead of reporting the facts.
I thought he was going to say something interesting. Sorry about that, folks. Should we edit that out of the... No. No, okay, so, Nick Sandman, no longer one of our most favorite people. That was super boring. Now, to be fair to Nick Sandman, he did not write that, right? That was written by, like, I don't know, Donald Pence's daughter. The chat says I'm missing the end. Do I have to... We will have to go through it? I'll go to the end if you think it's worth it.
I believe we must join a president who will challenge the media to return to objective journalism. And together, I believe we must all embrace our First Amendment rights and not hide in fear of the media or from the tech companies or from the outrage mob either. This is worth fighting for. This is worth voting for. And this is what Donald Trump stands for. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. And one more thing. Let's make America great again.
Ah, he puts on the hat at the end. Okay, that is kind of funny. All right. So what did he say? He said we all need to exercise our First Amendment rights. Right? The right to not be canceled is not a First Amendment right. Unfortunately, right? But it is true. And the First Amendment's basically like, yeah, you can say it without getting arrested. It's not like, I don't know, First Amendment. That doesn't mean like anything you say makes sense. Sorry. All right, moving on. A gay Bryant man who went to Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort on Friday night says he was denied entry because he was carrying a purse, leading him to alleging discrimination, sexism, and bigotry in a Facebook post that prompted a response from Oaklawn on Sunday. So this is a casino. This is a kind of funny story. Well, first of all, the casino responds and says, in keeping with our policy and commitment to providing the highest level of safety precautions, our personnel reserve the right to inspect incoming bags, backpacks, blah, 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 regardless of form or size. It is essential we reserve this right in light of the Oak Lawn being a large public venue. The general manager of the casino was not present during this incident, but our regularly scheduled security team and casino floor manager were there and did permit Mr. Kirk to enter the facility with his bag, where Mr. Kirk stayed for almost an hour. Kirk's Facebook post alleges that he was denied entry because he was carrying a bag. I was told my bag was too large and I could put my wallet in my pocket, return my bag to my car, and then I could come in. All right. All right, let's read the Facebook post from this guy who apparently made it into the casino. He says, "Discrimination, sexism, and bigotry are real." Update at the bottom of this post. "Tonight, while enjoying our first date night in quite a while, we visited Oak Lawn Racing Casino Resort while following all COVID safety guidelines. I was denied entry because I was carrying a bag. I was told my bag was too large and I could put my wallet in my pocket, return my bag to the car, and then I could come in. I informed the security guard that this is my man purse." Merce. Any people call their bags merces, like, not ironically. "And I would not be putting it back in the car. To which I was told, men do not carry purses, they carry bags. And because it goes over my shoulder, it is considered a bag. And it would have to be returned to the car if I wish to enter for the second time." Huh, enter. Told this for the second time. "A nice lady behind us agreed that it was my purse and argued that her purse was much larger. She told the security guard that she was discriminating, that he was discriminating against me for having a purse. We requested a floor supervisor." He was basically like, "Floor! Floor! This is why I say floor during games, because you call for the floor. We requested a floor supervisor to come and resolve the issue. The floor supervisor agreed that men do not carry purses. And I was not allowed on the floor unless I returned my bag to the car." So basically, they're like, "You can't bring a bag in." He's like, it's called a purse? And they're like, "It can't be a purse because you're not a woman." All right. "The floor agreed men do not carry purses and I was not allowed on the floor unless I returned the bag to my car. We asked if a woman was to carry a bag through the door as a purse, would it be allowed? They told us yes! Exclamation point. I was infuriated. I determined to make my point that I was getting inside with my merce or going to cause a much larger scene, as we do because we're gay." Oh, I added that. "While this was happening, we pointed out at least 10 women carrying bags large enough to carry small toddlers and 3 backpacks. The reply, 'Women need purses, yours is just a bag.' At this point, I'm past annoyed and told them they are discriminating for the 100th time." You are discriminating for the 100th time. "This calls for the super floor." I don't know what you do. "I asked the floor, 'If I had a vagina, would you have a problem with me carrying a purse?' He told me if I was a woman, I could carry a purse inside the casino." What is the difference between a man carrying a man purse and a woman carrying a purse? Is it any of your business? ? Nope. So after I don't know why this is so funny. He's right. I agree. But also it's funny. "So after a few minutes, we called a general manager down to get his view on the situation. It was determined, I guess if the floor doesn't agree, you call the general manager. But apparently, according to the casino's comment, the general manager wasn't there. So apparently this was some security guy. And this guy thought it was the general manager. Who knows? It was determined that if I allowed the security guard to search my bag, I could carry it in and on the casino floor. They were worried that a man carrying a bag may have explosives." Explosives? ? You're kidding me. Because I'm gay, I'm carrying a man purse. Now I may carry explosives? What? I don't understand his argument here. Because I'm gay, I'm carrying a man purse? Why are those two things related? If I'm carrying a man purse, am I gay, Mr. Jordan Kirk? Are you discriminating against the non-gays carrying purses? "I agreed to having my purse searched, my bag searched because I have nothing to hide. He calls it a bag here. Unbelievable. Because I have nothing to hide. But I did inform them of how I... Oh, hang on. oh God, I lost my spot. I did inform them how I felt unfairly treated because the women are not being searched as they enter with a much larger bag, which could be better at hiding explosives. Thank you to the kind folks that witnessed this ordeal, had our back, and stopped us at the top of the escalator around the casino floor to share kind words and apologize for someone else's behavior they had no control over. Update! I have received one apology from the Vice President of Marketing via Facebook. On behalf of Oakland, we'd like to apologize for the inconvenience last night. The situation has been addressed with our team members. Thank you. Do I feel sliding into my DMs by one of your marketing directors there is cowardly? Absolutely. Nor does a marketing director's apology have much significance. I guess it's the best I can get at this time. I'm more than ashamed at Oaklawn. This is also the only contact I have with them from Oaklawn Casino Resort and the gaming resort and gaming, despite their statements that they have reached out multiple times. How do I even have a show? I mean, I guess it's because I just posted on a website and anyone can have a show. Why does anyone listen? I can't even talk 25% of the time. I'm slurring my words. Sometime on Monday, they deactivated the ability to leave a review on their Facebook page as well as sending them Facebook messages. Does this guy not know the term blocked? They deactivated my ability to leave a review. That's called getting blocked! Furthermore, I do not condone the protests that have been planned at Oaklawn Casino Resort and Gaming. I do not wish harm or destruction on their property. They have discriminated against myself and others in the past, and I simply wish that they could own up to their mistakes and make a policy change. So here's a photo of him with his little purse, and it's actually not that big at all. And it shouldn't take that long to look inside. So really, they should have just said, let's look inside. So there's a protest scheduled? I don't know. I'm not even going to look it up. Moving on. Couple punches 17-year-old Sesame Place employee who asked them to wear a mask. The story is making headlines nationwide because people are horrified that anyone could hurt a teenager just for doing his job, especially at a theme park for kids. Fortunately, police say they have tentative identification on two suspects, so arrests could happen soon. The police are investigating a disturbing attack on a teenage worker at a theme park meant to bring little ones joy. Officer responded to Sesame Place in Pennsylvania just after 5 p.m. Sunday when a 17-year-old male employee was assaulted as he worked at Captain Cookie's High Sea Adventure Ride. Police say earlier in the day, the employee reminded the man and woman that they needed to wear masks inside the park. When the couple saw the employee again, police say they struck him in the face, knocking him to the ground. And they specifically say that they both punched him. Security guards chased the pair, but they got away. Police were able to get their license plate number, which is out of New York. What? I'm more interested in the foot race that happened at Sesame Place, where there are apparently two grown adults with no kids hanging out at Sesame Place, punched a kid, security started chasing them, and they were able to outrun security, get in their car, and speed away, but not without getting their license plate grabbed? Or maybe the license plate came from like a security camera, but I'm definitely picturing a much more dramatic scene. Using the park's surveillance cameras and reservation records, Middletown police are now working with authorities in New York to positively identify the couple who has only been described as being between 20 and 30 years old. The park is closed until Thursday, but Sesame Place spokeswoman released a statement that reads, blah, 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 health and safety, we love masks. So, we got a update to this because he's been arrested. Let's watch, check out the video. I have hiccups.
Injuring a teenage worker at Sesame Place over a mask requirement has been ordered, held on $500,000 bail. Troy McCord was arraigned this morning, and prosecutors say on 17-year-old worker who had reminded them to wear a mask. That worker ended up with broken teeth, a fractured jaw, and required surgery. McCoy remains in Bucks County Jail.
Okay, this story has aerial footage of Sesame Place. Why? And how? Did they dispatch a helicopter? Did they go, oh my God, get up in the air. There's been a punching. There's been a punching. Get in the air. Get in the air. Go take aerial footage of the theme park. Or did they just send up a drone? Or is this like B-roll? Is this like stock footage that they have of Sesame Place? Because they're showing aerial footage of the park. I don't understand. A man accused of badly injuring a teenage worker at Sesame Place is ordered held on $500,000 bail. Troy McCoy. This man is not between 20 and 30. Well, you know what? Maybe he is. I realize that I look about 22, so there's no way for me to ever know. Prosecutors say that on August 9th, he and a woman attacked a 17-year-old worker who had reminded them to wear a mask. The teen ended up with a fractured jaw, broken teeth, and required surgery. Okay, so they seriously injured a kid. Awful. Terrible. Stupid. Dumb. Yeah. Do not be punching 17-year-olds. If you don't like the mask rule, don't go. Which, by the way, a large part of Sesame Place is like the water park side. So you go in, there's like water slides and pools, and I went to their website to check it out. It says mask not allowed in water. So what, you're wearing it in line, and then when you get to the slide, you take it off, I guess? I don't know. Have you guys ever been to a water park? It's the worst. I mean, it's the best because they're super fun, but the lines are very boring. You stand in line and you walk up these concrete stairs, and you're 2 feet from the person in front of you, and it's always packed. I wonder how you could social... I guess, did they stick stickers, those stupid stickers, all the way down every 3 steps and say, stay 6 feet apart while in line? Oh, my God, that would be awful. Who's going to a theme park? Maybe there's no one going, so it's very... Maybe now is the best time to go. Because there's nobody going because it's so stupid. Now you guys are going, Nick, how do you know so much about Sesame Place? Sesame Place is my jam! I went to Sesame Place every single year from the time I was like 3 until the time I was 19. I'm not joking. Okay, that is an exaggeration a little bit. So my grandparents lived in New Jersey for a long time, and then we would drive over to Sesame Place like once a summer and hang out, and it was so cool. It was the greatest. It was so great. I want to go back. I mean, it's not that fun because if you go back as a grown person, you go, oh, what the hell? Everything here is for kids. And then people are like, duh, what did you expect? I went on every slide, and there was one day where we went on Splash Mountain, I don't know what it's called. It's called Sesame Place Sky Splash Water Slide, and we went on it 17 times in a row because there was no line and it was near the end of the day. So all we had to do was ride it down and just sprint back up the stairs, and we got back in the thing and we rode it again. This is a video for the video version viewers of a little baby riding down the Sky Splash water slide that I rode 17 times in a row.
I got really lucky with that spread.
Aww. It's just water. It's okay.
Woo! Woo! I'm fat and I have a kid. Anyway. So that's pretty funny. Wish I was there for the punching, though. There's been a punching! Get the helicopter! That's funny. All right. Tom Brennan has been fired from NFL on Fox. TMZ Sports is reporting that longtime Cincinnati Reds announcer Tom Brennan has been officially dropped from NFL on Fox schedule from the 2020 season in the wake of his homophobic comments during an MLB broadcast. What did he say? Did he say, gays suck at playing baseball? Did he say, I bet those two shortstops are so close to each other that they want to be gay? That doesn't make any sense. No. He was on the air, and his mic was hot, and they were coming back from a break, and this is what happened.
The fag capitals of the world.
He said that, he apparently said that Kansas City is one of the fag capitals of the world. Am I allowed to say that? I'm not gay, so I don't know. Or am I?
The fag capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
So he says it, but they were already back to live, and his mic was already on. Whoopsie. I don't understand why you would be having that conversation at any time in the workplace, thinking you're, even if you think you're on break. Not because it's mean, but because it's way too risky, and it's kind of mean. I don't know what the context was, but you can't say the F word. So then later, he comes on the air, and he starts to give an apology, and here's his apology.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
Okay, so they cut away. He says, I'm so sorry. I hurt everyone. I'm so sorry that I said that. I deeply regret having said that word. Which, I mean, he wasn't drunk. I've been drunk, and I've made some jokes that I regret, let's say. I don't think he was drunk. He just said a thing, and now he deeply regrets it. But that's not a thing you normally spew out. Here's the thing. He's apologizing, and then they cut back away from his face to show the pitch and the hit because there's still a game going on, so let's see what happens.
Self is a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
He has to call a home run in the middle of his apology to the whole world.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck, for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am.
Boring.
And never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that could back that up. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Dale, take you the rest of the way home.
You're a good man, partner. Hang in there.
So he basically left the air mid-thing. And this is a story that's been done time and time again. This is almost more boring than police shootings, but it is kind of funny that there was a home run in the middle of his apology that he called. But yeah. You say the bad word, and then you go apologize for it? Like, you admit you were wrong? Is that the correct approach? I feel like we need to test this more times. We need more test cases, because almost every time this has happened, and someone goes up and apologizes, everyone goes, you're right. You were super wrong, and now we're doubly mad. We got to try something else to throw these people off. You got to be like, either you just disappear, right? You just go like, eh. During the break, he just disappears and he's not on the air anymore. And then handle it later. That would have been the best thing to do. In my opinion, who am I to have an opinion though, right? Although, I don't know, what was the conversation like on the next break? They were like, oh my God, Tom, you're going to have to apologize. Did they like force him to? Did they say, you have to do an apology? Or did he say, I'd like to do an Oh my God, I'm editing that out. Holy, that was disgusting. I drink a lot of seltzer. Did they say, did he say, no, please let me apologize before you kick me right off the air? I wish he had said that, and then he said, all right, I'm about to apologize. And then he goes, I made a comment earlier today. What? It is. And then he just takes off the headset and then he walks away. How would that have gone? I don't think that's a nice thing to do. I'm not saying it's a nice thing to do, but I would like to know what happens. Like, how does the world react if someone does something like that? Like, what if Tiger Woods had come out and maybe I already did this bit on the show. What if Tiger Woods had come out? Remember when he got caught by his wife, like banging like seven other people? And he went up to the mic and he said, I'm so sorry. I need to be a family man. I need to step away from golf and everything. What if he went up to the mic and he was like, everyone thinks he's going to apologize. And he goes, what? You wish you could. And he just walks off. That'd be amazing. Anyway, moving on. The Auschwitz Memorial on Twitter has posted a very long thingamajig. They said the victims trend on TikTok can be hurtful and offensive. Some videos are dangerously close or already beyond the border of trivialization of history. And you're like, what are you even talking about? And that's what I said at first. But we should discuss this and not shame and attack young people whose motivation seems very diverse. It's an educational challenge. Okay, so the Auschwitz Memorial, whatever they're mad about here, is saying, let's not shame and attack young people. Let's think about this. And then we're going to post a, or they made a longer post by taking a screenshot of text and then posting that. Is that how you, is this the new way to post a lot of stuff on Twitter? Is you take, you type something up and then you take a screenshot of it typed and then you put that as an image on Twitter? I don't know. I don't know how to use Twitter because I'm not a young boy. All right. The stories of people who were imprisoned and murdered in Auschwitz are incredibly tragic, painful, and emotional. It is crucial to share the individual stories to commemorate and educate. It is also important to place the stories within the context of accuracy and respect. We also need to remember about ethical challenges and psychological dangers of role-playing while teaching this about this history. It is essential that we use personal stories. We are not allowed to put people in victims' positions. While it is essential to use personal stories, we are not allowed to put people in victims' positions. Am I drunk? I don't understand what that means. We're not allowed to put people in victims' positions? Let's read on. Maybe it clears it up. The trend visible on TikTok, the trend, can be indeed hurtful and even considered offensive. All right. We're going to need to pause this, and we're going to need to go read about the trend for anyone who doesn't know, because this comment makes no sense anymore. Here's the headline. TikTok creators are pretending to be Holocaust victims in heaven. Holocaust victims in heaven in a new trend dubbed trauma porn. A new disturbing TikTok trend involves young people pretending to be Holocaust victims in heaven. Okay, before I read on, I went and I messaged a bunch of people and I said, you're on TikTok. Have you ever seen this? Is this a thing? Are people actually doing this or is the news just writing about it? Is this just the Tide Pod challenge again where only 80 people ate a Tide Pod? Have only 80 people tried to be a TikTok person in heaven? I don't know. Comment in the chat. Is this a real trend or is this clickbait? In the videos, creators appear to be wearing makeup that imitates burns or bruises while explaining how they died in Nazi-run death camps. Other versions show people acting out representations of genocide of Jewish people during World War II, in some cases using the background image of Auschwitz concentration camp network. Some creators don a yellow Star of David, like the ones Jews were forced to wear, or dress up in striped shirts to mimic the concentration camp uniforms worn by the prisoners of Hitler's Third Reich. The videos, which use hashtags including Holocaust and Heaven, have been viewed thousands of times on the platform. They are part of a wider TikTok genre of point-of-view videos in which users shoot from a first-person perspective, making the viewers the main character of the video. All right, well, we should have looked up this hashtag. Here, I'm going to go to Holocaust site, TikTok.com. Here's the Holocaust hashtags on TikTok. Let's see if we can find anything. All right, what's this girl's video?
Adolf Hitler didn't murder 6 million Europeans. Adolf Hitler murdered 6 million Jews. If you're gonna make a Holocaust comparison, please at least get it correct. He didn't murder us because we were European. He murdered us because on a systematic level, he saw us as a different race than other white Europeans. He created an entire code followed by practice of racism. You can say that we need
I thought TikToks could only be like 12 seconds long. That girls are really annoying. All right, let's see what this guy has to say.
I think I've had enough internet for today, because I almost threw my phone against the wall after reading this article. A woman at an anti-lockdown protest held a sign.
Oh, not doing that. We already covered that. Okay, so apparently I can't find anyone who's acting like a dead Jew. Show quote, I can't find anyone who's acting like a dead Jew. All right, let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Do I need to go on TikTok more? Because this is a little, this is weird. This stuff is crazy. What's going on here? Anyway, back to the article. They did link a couple of them. So let's see. Here's Myla Atkin. Hi, welcome to heaven. How do you do? And why do you look like that? Jesus says to her. She says, I died by gas chambers in Auschwitz. She's all dressed like dark. She says, Jesus says, I'm sorry. She says, thank you. Oh, that was it? All right, let's see what this lady has to say. Jesus says, how does it happen? By the way, I'm assuming it's Jesus in heaven going, hello, welcome to heaven. Right? Maybe it's John the Baptist, right? I don't know. I was in my home making a stew, and the Nazis came and they broke down my door and started kicking me and beating me out of my own home. They shoved us on a train with a bunch of other people from my town. We were all going the same place, Auschwitz. We knew we were never coming back. Jesus says, I can't imagine how scary that could have been. Okay, so people, I don't know, people acting like dead Jews on TikTok. All right. Auschwitz Memorial says, some of the examples online are dangerously close or are already beyond the border of trivialization of history and being disrespectful to the victims. Some were not created to commemorate anyone, but to become part of an online trend. This is very painful. However, the motivation of some people posting the videos seems to come from the need to find a way to express expressing personal memory. They use the symbolic language familiar to them. And we have been very careful in this discussion because of the language used. Also, very often in social media, seems to carry a lot of emotions, sometimes very strong. I did not read that correctly. Moving on, who cares? You guys kind of got it. We cannot allow vilifying, shaming, and attacking the young people who may have done something in the wrong way as the aftermath. Okay, so their Auschwitz Memorial is basically saying, okay, the young people, maybe they're being insensitive, but they don't know it. Social media is a part of our everyday lives and communication. That is why we should continually raise awareness, and not every social media activity can commemorate the Holocaust. Raise awareness that not every social media activity can commemorate the Holocaust. It always demands respect toward the victims, proper language and context, as well as factual accuracy. Educators should work with young people to present the facts and stories, but also teach and discuss how to commemorate in a meaningful and respectful way. In social media, there are far more outrageous issues, like algorithms promoting anti-Semitism and the presence of Holocaust denial that is dangerously and hideous carrier of anti-Semitism and hatred. Social media platforms sadly allow denial content to remain on their platforms. All right. A, they're saying that anytime you act like a dead Jew on TikTok, you're being offensive. I don't think so. No, I don't know. So is there never a time you can act like a dead Jew? I just keep thinking that that statement is funny and I keep repeating it, and it's probably inappropriate to keep repeating it. So I'm sorry about that. But, so they're saying, the Holocaust Memorial is saying, okay, well, if you're going to talk about the Holocaust, you have to talk about it respectfully. You have to talk about it in the way that we think you should talk about it. Otherwise, it's offensive. I don't know. Anyway, the kids probably aren't even really doing it. I think it's just the news being upset. Here's the other thing. They're pointing out these algorithms that are promoting anti-Semitism or the presence of Holocaust denial. I've heard about this. You go to like Facebook and you search the Holocaust or something, and you find like groups that have Holocaust denial. People are going, this is very dangerous. This is dangerous that people could think this. And I was thinking the other day, is it really that dangerous? If there's an idea out there that the majority of people reject, like Holocaust denial or anti-Semitism, is it dangerous that the idea is out there? I would think that not really, because most people see the idea and they go, that's stupid. And anyone who associates with it is dumb. I feel like the ideas that are more dangerous are the ones that most people accept. Like, voting will change things. You know, stupid ideas like that, right? Well, anyway, keep your eyes peeled for some TikTok people, and send them to the show if you see any if you're just scrolling through TikTok and you happen to see a real one that's not linked from a news story, let's check it out, because I couldn't find any. Couple more stories. Let's see what the chat's saying. The chat says, this is Ash Face. Okay. A Michigan woman was pronounced dead by paramedics, even though she was still alive, and she was in a body bag for 2 hours before she was found, according to the Associated Press. Tamisha Boochamp, 20, from Southfield, was found breathing and with her eyes open after the body bag was opened at the funeral home. Oh, my God. So she didn't even, like, unzip it. She was, like, in it and opened her eyes and was like, huh, I'm in a body bag. And I'm not in heaven, and I'm not on TikTok. What the hell? She's on a respirator in critical condition. Oh, okay, so she wasn't doing great. It wasn't like she woke up and was like, I'm ready to go for a jog. No, she was not doing great. Her family has now hired attorney Jeffrey Feger, who says he is investigating negligence. Where, according to this place, at August on 7:34 a.m. on August 23rd, fire department paramedics arrived at a home in Southfield on a call of an unresponsive female. When paramedics arrived, they found a 20-year-old who was not breathing. The paramedics performed CPR and other life-saving reviving methods for 30 minutes. Given medical readings and the condition of the patient, it was determined that she did not have signs of life. Sources with knowledge of the investigation tell Local 4 that the police allegedly saw her move and breathe and called the fire crews back. The fire crews claim that there was a side effect of the medication given to her. Several sources said the female was picked up and transported to the funeral home between 11:30 a.m. and noon on Sunday. That's when employees at the funeral home discovered that she was still breathing. Oh my goodness. There's no indication of foul play as per standard operating procedure, blah, 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 blah. The patient was determined again to have expired, and the body was released directly to the family to make arrangements with the funeral home of their choosing. A full statement from the Southfield Fire Department can be read below. So it sounds like she's still alive, even though the article is worded kind of strange, that it says she was found alive and driven to the hospital, and then later there's a statement that says, we called her family to make arrangements with a funeral home of their choosing. So I think that occurrence happened before them bringing her to the hospital and saying, she's still alive. So that's pretty crazy. And finally, last story of the day. He's getting bored. I'm not. Just getting hungry. Phallic-shaped meat prompts a police investigation. This is pretty funny. Authorities did their due diligence this week after a woman thought she bought a package of smoked turkey tails but received something that was much more phallic-shaped than expected. Lamia Singfield of Akron said she had purchased a pack of smoked turkey tails from the grocery store to cook for dinner, but as she was cooking them in beans, she said something didn't look right. One of the tails looked a lot more like a human penis than any other kind of meat, she said. I'm calling Save-A-Lot. This ain't right, she said in a Facebook live stream. I know what this is. All right, so we're going to go down and we're going to watch her follow-up video, because she goes live a lot. Check out her Facebook. This is Lamia Singfield, L-A-M-I-A, Singfield. There's only one of them.
Okay, hold on. I got to get... Okay, y'all. I don't know if y'all seen my live earlier, but I was cooking a pot of beans, and I was stirring my beans around, and what looked like was in my beans was a penis, a human penis. So I called the police because I called the health department first, and they was closed. And the police came out, and they, you know, they did. They stuff sent it to their sergeant, and it is actually a human penis. So they have to send out the investigation team, and they have to send out the coroner. So it's like 10 police outside my house.
I couldn't call the health department. They were closed. I called the police.
House, and we're waiting for the medical examiners to come out because they saying somebody is missing something. They have to treat my house as a crime scene. I have never been. I hope they don't think I cut off somebody's stuff. My husband is sitting here, Abel.
You still got your package from Save a Lot?
Yes, I got everything.
Yeah.
So y'all be seeing, thinking that my another meaning is life just be little, you know, little boring little things, but this was another meaning is life. I had a penis in my beans.
I have a penis in my beans. On Wednesday morning, an investigator at the medical examiner's office said they determined the meat was pork, not human. The piece of meat also had a bone in it, furthering evidence that it was not what it looked like and was likely a pigtail. In response to the incident, Save-A-Lot said that it had not been contacted by the customer or anyone representing her, said not had issues with this product before. Let's watch a little more of this lady.
I can't believe this. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try and go live when the medical examiners and stuff get here.
This lady loves going live. Can you imagine wanting to go live on any social media, on Facebook or YouTube, and be like, hey, everyone, come listen to me talk? That's insane. Who would do that? I mean, here's a photo of it. It just looks like, I don't know, just it's unfortunately shaped. And maybe that just got us banned from YouTube, I hope not. But this has been the news. Check out this lady's Facebook. Go comment on her her thing. Also, if you want to check out Jordan Kirk, J-O-R-D-A-N Kirk, and he is the gayman who couldn't get into the casino. He also has a Facebook, and you could go comment on his and say, I heard about your story on newswithnick.com. It was pretty funny, and I loved, or sorry, no, no, say, don't say it was pretty funny. Say, I'm so sorry to hear about your story. I heard about it on newswithnick.com, and I'd like to support you in any way possible, right? This is what we do. Go to people who have Facebook pages that were in the news, but they left their comments open to anyone who's not a friend, and you just comment on it like, oh my God, I heard about your story on newswithnick.com, right? So it was just pork. All right, this has been News with Nick. Head on over to the website, newswithnick.com. Check out the video version of the show, and hopefully I will go do a show maybe one more time before I fly to another state. And that state is just the next state over because you're not allowed to travel anywhere because of all of the rules. And I would never do such a thing. Goodbye.